But I guess it would pay for itself in the end, you know, I hope. So anyway, but tell you the truth, I'm glad to get out of my office and get out and talk to people, you know.
Wanda had to go to Atlanta today. My daughter, did she talk to her? Well, she said, Mom, she said, I give her my number too. She said, I hope she don't call me. And I said, she forgot she had to go to her and this other. Well, it's a black man had to go with her to Atlanta to a class up there. They had to go to Macon the other day. And Martha said they went in a restaurant. Oh, Daddy, they went in the Quail's Nest, man. Martha and Ben, you know, Ben's that new. Martha said, Mommy, you should have seen the folks were looking at me sitting down talking to them. She said, and Ben asked, Ben had said, Martha, are you uneasy sitting here with me? Martha said, well, what do you think?
So she's out.
But he's nice, you know, and just as good a mob as he can be. But they have to go these places.
For their job, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, they had to go to Atlanta or some kind of old, you know, they have to keep, well, all I say they do is keep these, the inmates entertained. They have to learn these different arts and crafts and things.
Yeah,
just so they can teach them, you know.
Well, I don't mind working with them, but I don't really eat and sleep with them. They had a lady work with us once, and they don't make no difference how much dinner you give him. We give him dinner every day, and then we do. Yeah, he'd take a little more.
He had a big appetite.
Yeah. You couldn't get him to work on time. He wouldn't get there on time. But he wouldn't say a word if you worked until 10 o'clock at night. He wouldn't say nothing about it.
He's had a hard time getting going in the mornings. I'm that way sometimes. Oh, stay up too late at night. It feels good sleeping in that bed.
He had a wreck out there one time on the other side of Middleville, and I was operating the records. And that girl called me and told me, said, I had to bring a flatbed truck. One of them tore up so bad he couldn't pull it. So I went to his house, and he was freezing cold. The ground spewed up, you know. And he come to the door and his sweat got pouring on him. I said, 2 o'clock at night. And I said, I called him furthermore. I said, son, boy, what you doing? He said, I was being ashamed.
Hey, tell her about
those poor
house
down.
I bet she
never
heard of that.
Yeah, tell her about poor house.
I used to hear my daddy say we were going to put him in the poorhouse. He spent too much money.
It got worn up, but it was right down the road there. If you didn't have no people, your people couldn't take care of nothing, they put you in what they call the poorhouse. But you worked there.
You had to work. Whatever you was able to do.
They had blind people in there. Now they'd make him shell corn.
Yeah.
Or shuck corn. Something he could do. He didn't sit down. But now they got to have television and radio and all that mess, you know.
They give him a place to live and food to eat.
Oh, yeah, it better.
They have many people live down there?
No, I don't know. I've never seen
it. Yeah. It'd be 15, sometime be 20, and sometime be 15. You know, some would die out and all.
Yeah. They have black and white down there?
No, only white.
Yeah.
Back then.
Yeah,